Hello, this is Max from Penguin. How can I help you?
Max from Penguin?
Yeah, who's this?
Penguin? I thought I called Gnome Book Writing.
Absolutely. Go ahead. I'm just in the receptionist. This is the our department's head is called, like our unit's called different names, but our website's name is Gnome Book Writing. Can I help you?
So what's Penguin?
So we have different units with different names on them. Somebody's called Tiger, somebody's Penguin, somebody's an elephant.
Oh, who's Monkey?
There's this guy whose name's Josh. His unit comes under Monkey. But I was just kidding. We call him Monkey. He gets pissed when I say it out loud. If HR listens to me, I'm fired.
I see. Do you have a target?
Can you please repeat that?
Do you have a target in life?
My target in life?
Yeah.
I want to be best at...
You sound like a salesman.
I wouldn't say anything otherwise. I've been in business development for a long time. I used to work for Allstate for like 10 years. And then I started working for...
Square Trade?
Allstate. I used to work with Allstate. You know, I used to sell...
Square Trade is a part of Allstate, right?
Square Trade? You're talking about the warranty company?
Yeah, I used to work there. You know, I was an executive there.
I used to work for Square Trade.
What's your name?
My name? I used to sell warranties to them. I was in their sales division. My name is Max Wilson.
Right. Because, like, I was in Florida, like in Miami, working in the headquarters. So I was working with Bob DeChan. We had Kasky and everybody.
I can tell you
everything
about Square Trade's warranty. You need to make
Listen. I don't want to interject or anything. I'm having a good conversation. So, like, one of their offices was in, like, Pakistan and stuff as well. So, were you working there?
No, not there.
You don't give me, like, an American accent. And it's okay, you know, if you're in Pakistan. It's not a problem.
Yeah. I was there for a while, then I came here, and that's how I've been working. My wife's a dentist. We got a PR, but, you know, most of the Americans aren't really nice about it. But I was your number one salesperson over there. Last year, in 2020 November, I was the highest person to close most number of...
No, but what's your name? I remember all my salesmen. I had a kid come in from Pakistan. That kid, he made like 100,000 in sales. So right now, he's in America. He's in America. I know him personally. And his name is Bilal. And he's making about 10 grand a month easy. His wife's happy. His kids are happy.
What's his wife's name? Manzoor?
Sorry?
Bilal Manzoor?
No, his name is Bilal.
Yeah, B-I-L-L. I don't know anybody from Bilal.
I was pretty high up in the Square Trade, so I knew Kasky and all these people.
There's this guy whose name was Farzad. He was your client for Pakistan, remember?
I have no idea.
I have no idea about that
because I was working internally for Square Trade up in their operational department, the director.
We're working there.
Buddy, I've been working in Square Trade when they weren't even a warranty company. You know what Square Trade was originally created for? It was created for helping customers like handle B2B disputes up on shit like eBay and stuff. Yeah.
We did have eBay as our warranty partner, that I know. And I know that it was his final year project. Square Trade was...
Right.
It was his master's. Right. He was in Harvard University.
Tell me a little bit about this book publishing process, you know, because I've published books myself, self-published them on Amazon, KDP, and I've published a couple through Ingram Spark. I've got my own Facebook. It's got about 150K followers.
Really?
And, yeah.
Okay, so if you already have published books on Amazon and Ingram Spark, you pretty much would know the entire process yourself. And we do...
I do.
Yeah, we do those same things. We just make sure that you don't...
I want to decrease the ACoS of my books up on KDP. Are you aware of what ACoS is?
Like the printing cost of the books?
No, ACoS. A-C-O-S. This is something relating to the marketing of the books. Come on, man, you must know this. This one answer, a $15,000 sale depends on this one answer.
ACoS is usually, you're talking about ACOs. A-C-O-S.
A-C-O-S.
Yeah, it's important because, you know, it's generally an integral part of your advertising campaigns in Amazon. Basically, the amount of spend, like, you divide the ad spend by the revenue that you generate.
Yeah, you got the point. So
yeah,
I'm going to make myself clear.
ACoS. I thought you were saying something else. Go ahead, man.
ACoS, not ACoS. But look, listen,
yeah,
man.
Go ahead.
Penguin, listen. So I'm just joking. So long story short, 14, 15 grand is my monthly book ads spending, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And my ACoS right now is hovering around 85 to 90,
okay?
So I want someone who, I'm obviously not going to give you guys access to my KDP account and stuff. So, and I don't have a problem, you know, there's no problem about money on, and I have a website, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have SEO being done. I got some lads up from Pakistan. They're taking care of it. And I've been to your country as well many times. So long story short, what I'm looking for is a long-term partnership. I do not want to be upsold. I do not want to have a book signing or anything, you know, that bullshit people sell, you know. I've worked with a lot of companies. I have been scammed by a lot of them. And a couple of them, you know, I had them traced back. And unfortunately, they came back right from Pakistan. So I have the resources and everything to know where that aforementioned business might be located or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So for this partnership to go through, because you gave me that tinge of an accent, are you located in Pakistan? Please be honest. I do not mind if you are. Hello?
I'm personally right now situated here in California, right next to the Tesla factory. But I wouldn't lie, we do have operations across Pakistan, Bangladesh. We have...
Okay, look. I'm myself up in L.A. Meet me right now. I'll give you 15 grand cash. I'll come outside the Tesla factory. I'll give you 15 grand cash. No bullshit. See, that's why I want honesty. You just lost yourself a very good customer. Goodbye.